If you told me that I have to be depressed for the next month, I would say, as long as I know it'll be over in November, I can do it. But if you said to me, you have to have acute anxiety for the next month, I would rather slit my wrist than go through it. It was the feeling all the time, like that feeling you have if you're walking and you slip or trip and the ground is rushing up at you, but instead of lasting half a second the way that does, it lasted for 6 months. It's a sensation of being afraid all the time, but not even knowing what it is that you're afraid of. And it was at that point that I began to think that it was just too painful to be alive, and that the only reason not to kill oneself was so as not to hurt other people. And finally, one day, I woke up, and I thought perhaps I'd had a stroke, because I lay in bed completely frozen, looking at the telephone, thinking, something is wrong, and I should call for help. And I couldn't reach out my arm and pick up the phone and dial. And finally, after 4 full hours of my lying and staring at it, the phone rang, and somehow I managed to pick it up, and it was my father. And I said, I'm in serious trouble. We need to do something. The next day, I started with the medications and the therapy. And I also started reckoning with this terrible question. If I'm not the tough person who could have made it through a concentration camp, then who am I? And if I have to take medication, is that medication making me more fully myself? Or is it making me someone else? And how do I feel about it if it's making me someone else? I had 2 advantages as I went into the fight. The first is that I knew that, objectively speaking, I had a nice life, and that if I could only get well, there was something at the other end that was worth living for. And the other was that I had access to good treatment. But I nonetheless emerged and relapsed, and emerged and relapsed, and emerged and relapsed, and finally understood I would have to be on medication and in therapy forever. And I thought, but is it a chemical problem or a psychological problem? And does it need a chemical cure or a philosophical cure? And I couldn't figure out which it was. And then I understood that actually we aren't advanced enough in either area for it to explain things fully.